Listening Library presents The Lily Pond by Annika Thor. Translated by Linda Schenk. Read for you by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. The funnel of the steamboat opens wide, releasing a mournful howl and a cloud of black smoke. The moorings have been dropped and the gangway has been drawn up. In a wide arc, the boat pulls away from the pier and steers out to sea. Steffi stands in the stern, waving. All the people on the pier wave back. Nelly, Auntie Alma, the little ones, and Vera. Steffi said goodbye to Uncle Evert last night, before he headed off with the fishing boat he works on, the Diana. When he and the rest of the crew return with their catch in a few days, Steffi won't be there. The people on the pier are shrinking. Soon, Steffi can't see them. The last thing she loses sight of is Vera's copper-red hair, glistening in the sun. "Let's go inside and sit down," Aunt Marta says. "Our clothes are getting dirty from the coal smoke." Brushing a few particles of dirt only she can see off the sleeve of her light summer coat, Aunt Marta precedes Steffi to the passenger area, her little straw hat pressed firmly down over the gray bun at her neck. Aunt Marta's wearing her very best clothes to take Steffi to Göteborg, where Steffi is going to board with Dr. Soderberg and his wife, so she can continue her schooling. The school on the island is only for the first 6 years. One weekend a month, and on vacations, she'll stay with Aunt Marta and Uncle Evert. It's all planned. The air in the passenger area is muggy. Steffi fans herself with a newspaper somewhere.